بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, just spoke to you about the importance of taking your deen from the right people. So he said, do not take your deen from just anybody, from the right people. Now, who are the right people? That's obviously an important question. But before I go there today, I want to request all of you to make special dua for one of my dearest friends and one of the senior scholars of South Africa, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Khan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who passed away in Durban to COVID. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the daraja of a shaheed, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised for people who die from an epidemic, and also for people who live during an epidemic and they take precautions and they do not die and they survive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the daraja of a shaheed, of a martyr. So I request you to make dua for Hazrat Abdul Rahman Khan Rahmatullah Ali, for him to be given the daraja of a shaheed and for him to be given Jannatul Firdaus Ala bi ghairi hisab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the reward of his deeds. He taught Islam for 50 years. And how many people, subhanAllah, hundreds, thousands, Allah knows best, who benefited from his work and pioneering work in difficult circumstances, because he lived through the apartheid period in South Africa and faced all kinds of challenges. I was very fortunate that he was very affectionate towards me, and he's one of my, I consider him as one of the people who I also benefited from, and especially from his dua. Very, very humble person. You wouldn't even imagine that he was a person of such eminence. Much to learn from our elders and role models. And the reason I'm mentioning this, of course, is because I want you to make dua for him, but also because he exemplifies, and alhamdulillah, I am particularly fortunate and lucky that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me many such people in my life who I have learned from and I continue to learn from, whose life itself is an example of what to do and how to do it. So it's not a matter of sitting and listening to lectures, but just seeing those people dealing with things, dealing with difficulties, dealing with ease, dealing with plenty and dealing with strained circumstances, just watching them, that is the biggest learning. I am not naming anyone because I know they do not want to be named, but alhamdulillah, this is a very important thing to have such people in your life from whom you can learn. They can be older than you, they can be younger than you. It's not a, age is not a factor of that. As Sheikh Saadi alayhi rahmah said, Buzruki ba khalast nabasal, tawangari ba dilast nabamal. He said that buzruki, or seniority or piety or the eminence is not a factor of age, but of knowledge, of intelligence. And generosity is not a factor of wealth, but of having a big heart. And alhamdulillah, I think this is so true. To come to the issue of not taking our deen from just anybody, there are two things to guard against. One is, do not take your deen from people who are on either of the extremes. Now, this deen of ours is the deen of the middle path, wasat, in the middle. So you have some people who are on one extreme, which is you know, extremely difficult. They make life difficult for others. They, as I mentioned to you, people who walk around with a, if you look at their facial expression, it's at least as if they have a permanent bad smell under their nose. They pronounce takfir, they make everything haram, and they will find the most difficult things for you to do. So, effectively, it literally sort of turns people off. So, when they think about Islam, they think about the Quran and so on, then the only thing they can see is difficulty. And obviously, that's not good for anyone. But on the other side, the other extreme is equally, if not more dangerous. And that is people who make things so easy, or imagine that things are so easy that they make even things which are haram, they make them halal. Even things which are prohibited, they say, it's okay, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafur Rahim, and you know, you can do this, you can do that. Now, both extremes are bad, because both extremes are not where this deen is. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, he told us this thing of halal and haram. He said, Al-halalu bayyin wa haramu bayyin wa baynahuma mushtabihat. He said that the halal is clear and the haram is clear, and between the two are doubtful things. And he said the one who leaves the doubtful things for that which is not doubtful, he has preserved his iman and he has preserved his prestige, his izzat. And obviously the one who doesn't do that, his iman itself is in danger, because he might fall into, if he's indulging in the doubtful, then he's indulging in that which is prohibited. So it's very important for us to think about this. Now, how do you judge who is in the middle, who is in the extreme? The two extremes are easy to see. One is people who are speaking about division, people who are speaking, who are overly critical about other people, who always run down other people, stay away from them. Similarly, people who seem to make, you know, things which you know to be wrong, but they make it easy for you. They say, no, this is okay, that's okay, and stay away from them also. Now, the tendency is to the tendency is to be inclined towards, or to be attracted towards, those who seem to make things very easy. Now, that is a bad, that shows a weakness in ourselves. The focus that we should have is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither difficulty nor ease. So, for example, if somebody says, wake up for tahajjud, you might say, oh, but this is too difficult. I don't want to listen to this person. That's not the point. The point is that some things may be difficult to do, but they have enormous value. See this issue of tahajjud, which I, of course, keep on harping on over and over again. But one of the very beautiful hadith, which I have mentioned many times before, is where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the man who wakes up for tahajjud and wakes up his wife. And if she is reluctant to wake up, then he gently sprinkles some water on her face. And then he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the woman who wakes up for tahajjud and wakes up her husband. And if he is reluctant to wake up, then she gently sprinkles some water on his face. Now think about this. The people who are doing this, who are waking up and who are waking up their spouses, first of all, alhamdulillah, they think this is the secret of a good marriage, that your marriage, your day starts with waking up your spouse in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is better than that? What can have more barakah than that? What can be better in your life? Second thing is that by doing this, those people, they are becoming included, they are including themselves in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah bless so and so. So now, bless who? The one who does this. So when this person is doing this, then they are part of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now what more can one ask? I want to thank my brother who sent me this hadith. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless him. So the point I'm saying is that, you know, these are the things to think about. The focus must be on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that hating others, finding divisions, feeling arrogant about yourself, all of these things do not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, becoming overly lax and not doing what you should be doing, they do not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So focus on what is halal. Only earn and eat and do what is halal. Leave whatever is doubtful. And focus on fulfilling the fara'id. And then remember that one day we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We ask Allah to meet him in the way that inshallah those he is pleased with meet him. Malana Abdul Rahman Khan sahab rahmatullah alayh, before he passed away, he loudly recited the Shahada, alhamdulillah. Even though he was suffering from COVID and so on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it possible for people to do that. So alhamdulillah, people are witness to this. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for him. We ask Allah also to give us lives which are obedient to him and a death which is in obedience to him. So that when we meet Allah, that is the best day of our lives. Somebody went to Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, one of his students. He came to him and he looked very sad. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi asked him, why are you looking sad? What happened? So he said to him, Shaykh, this my friend passed away. He died. So I'm very sad he died. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi asked him, did he die on the sunnah? Imagine that he's not saying, did he die with iman? He said, did he die on the sunnah? He said, yes, alhamdulillah, he was on the sunnah. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah said, then you should rejoice. Nothing to feel sad. Don't feel sad. Don't feel, he said, be happy. Of course, parting is the pain of parting is there. But he said, be happy because your friend today is meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what he worked for all his life. So this is what I am also thinking now when I'm thinking about the passing away of my very dear senior friend and Ustad, Abdul Rahman Khan Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, that he is meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we are sad, but we are also very happy that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to call him to himself and to call him in a way where inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his faults and forgive his sins and cover him up with his mercy and his forgiveness inshallah and grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.